Welcome to Making Connections, a WMMT series on diversifying our future.
It's no secret that Central Appalachia is facing a number of challenges at once. In terms of employment, East Kentucky alone has lost over half of its coal jobs just since 2012, and analysts think those jobs probably won't be coming back. And from 2012 to 2013, East Kentucky's workforce as a whole shrank by some 18,000 people. At the same time, our region has also long had problems with our land, including the fact that there are old, abandoned coal mines all over Appalachia that are causing water pollution, mudslides, rock slides, and many other issues affecting local people and the environment. But in the newly proposed federal budget, there's been a plan put forth that could tackle both of these problems at once. In what the White House is calling its Power Plus plan, President Obama has proposed $1 billion in federal money to put people to work over the next 5 years, cleaning up abandoned mine sites in coalfield communities. And if this budget were to pass, a huge portion of that $1 billion could soon be headed here, to Central Appalachia, to fund coal mine reclamation projects in an effort to help jumpstart our region's economy. This $1 billion wouldn't come from any new taxes, but from a federal pot of money called the Abandoned Mine Lands, or AML Fund. The fund was established by the Surface Mining Control and Reclamation Act of 1977, and it was meant to be used to clean up mines that were left abandoned before the law was passed. Eric Dixon of the Appalachian Citizens Law Center in Whitesburg, Kentucky, has been researching the AML Fund and how it could help coalfield communities.
There was coal mining in the region, you know, for more than 100 years before the SMACR passed, the Surface Mining Control and Reclamation Act passed. And what you had was lots of mining that was happening and then just mine sites being left abandoned. And they just sort of accumulated up until the late 70s. And so we have this massive amount of mine sites, both surface mine sites and underground mine sites, that have just been left abandoned and are affecting human health, human safety, and economic development. The AML program was built around the idea of resources from the coal industry being utilized to reclaim abandoned mine sites and their effect on surrounding lands and water.
Those fees on every ton of coal that's mined have added up over the years. As of now, there is some $2.5 billion sitting in the AML fund. Critics have long said that not enough of that money has actually been getting spent, but there were restrictions written into the fund that made spending it difficult. So the White House's proposal would open up the AML Fund's rules and give out $1 billion from it over the next 5 years for the express purpose of trying to spark economic development in coalfield communities. Priority would be given to funding reclamation projects in places with the greatest economic need.
This money has always been locked up. Obama's proposal accelerates the payout of what is now $2.5 billion that's sitting idle in Washington right now. It's going to, if it passes, appropriate $200 million a year for 5 years for the purpose of economic revitalization in the coal fields. And so most of that money would probably come to Central Appalachia, to the Appalachian coal fields, because that's where you see the highest unemployment rates and job losses in coal mining.
As Eric told me, under this plan, as soon as 2016, Kentucky alone could see 750 new reclamation jobs and a total economic impact of $100 million. And some of that impact could start even sooner.
If this proposal passes, we could have increases in employment around reclamation by this fall, because we would have an immediate influx of money into the region, which would be used for AML reclamation, and lots of miners have the skills necessary to do that work. So we would see job increases as early as this fall.
What the situation is right now, that in three states, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Kentucky, there is enough inventory of abandoned strip mine land, that it would take $4 billion just to restore that land.
That's Dee Davis, who runs the nonprofit Center for Rural Strategies in Whitesburg. He thinks the benefits to reclamation in Appalachia could go far beyond just employment for those doing the work.
$1 billion to restore abandoned mine lands gives us a chance to train out-of-work miners and other people in our communities and to intentionally fix places that we've screwed up. Fix the land, fix the water, and make it productive, make it potentially an income-generating place rather than a drain.
You're talking about, you know, $1 billion is being proposed in the budget to be spent out over 5 years. So that's no small investment.
Jason Bailey from the Kentucky Center for Economic Policy also thinks it makes sense to start with reclamation when thinking about long-term economic development in Central Appalachia.
You know, the scarred landscape in some cases because of abandoned mine land sites is a barrier to economic development. Because if your natural beauty is eroded, that harms tourism. If your water quality is impacted, that can harm certainly quality of life of the folks who live near the sites, but also the ability of businesses to run. So the long-term economic development of the coalfield region really requires that, you know, that these sites be rehabilitated and that we begin to restore the landscape. The great thing about dealing with this issue is there's a second benefit, which is that it can put people to work in the short term, doing in some cases work that's similar to work they've already done and folks have worked in the mining industry in sort of beginning to put these sites back together and try to clean up some of the damage that has been done again decades ago.
If you look at the prevailing trends in American economics,
here's Dee Davis again.
You see that the communities that are doing best are those that people want to live in. So if we take these resources, restore our community, add to it, create new possibilities, and even if it's just the amenities of prettier, walkable places, then that's going to be better for our economy in the long run.
The potential $1 billion for the coal fields from the AML fund is just one part of the White House's larger Power Plus plan, which would also provide some $55 million to help diversify Appalachia's economy by giving job training to laid-off miners, supporting local economic development and entrepreneurship initiatives, and by helping build local infrastructure, among other ideas. But despite all of the potential benefits for Appalachia, the proposed budget could face a tough road in Congress. Some legislators said it was essentially too little, too late for the president to reach out to Appalachia after what some feel are the ways in which his administration has harmed the coal industry. Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell, in particular, called the money proposed for Appalachia, quote, cold comfort, end quote, though he did say it ought to be considered. Here again are Jason Bailey and Dee Davis.
Well, I think it's time for folks to recognize the reality of what's happening. You know, I think that there are multiple forces that have caused the decline in the coal industry. The primary one of the last, over decades has been mechanization of the industry. The primary one more recently is the cheap natural gas. And the deeper and more substantive cause, which cannot be reversed, is the depletion of coal after over 100 years of mining. And so I think there is a growing reality-based understanding of where we are.
So this is $1 billion that could put people back to work and fix land that's been harmed and abandoned. It would be a sad situation if the politicians wouldn't move forward because they would rather have political acrimony, or they would rather keep their fights alive than do something for people in hard-hit communities.
Nobody seems to think that this plan could fix Central Appalachia's economy by itself. But the three people I spoke with all seem to think that it could be a huge step on the way towards a more sustainable economy in the region. And even if it doesn't pass this time around, all three think the plan sends a signal that Washington is recognizing what's been happening to our local economy and is ready to try to help. Here again are Eric Dixon, Jason Bailey, and Dee Davis.
The Power Plus plan and the AML piece in particular represent a massive federal investment on the scale that we have really never seen before that could create jobs both now and create a foundation for a stronger, more diverse economy from the ground up. So in places like the SOAR meeting next week, we need to hear from the community in terms of what they want to do with this AML money, because this budget is just the beginning.
I think it was a bold and correct step to try to broaden the criteria for use of the abandoned mine lands monies, and then look at how the formula for using it can be changed to benefit the communities that most need it. And I think it's the outgrowth of a lot of efforts, again, at the community level and over decades, to say, you know, this region matters. We can have a brighter future. There are ways we can rehabilitate and grow new industries, and it's been heard at the highest level.
In the last 10 years, we've heard a lot of people talk about that people in Washington don't care. These last elections, we've actually heard a lot of people going off on this administration, on the president, saying that he's got some agenda against this place. What this shows is there's a real effort coming out of the White House to look directly at the hard-hit local economy and trying to do something about it, even if it doesn't get through this Congress or the next. The idea is a good one, and sooner or later, we should make it happen.
Again, that was Dee Davis, Jason Bailey, and Eric Dixon. Reporting for WMMT, I'm Parker Hobson.
Making Connections is brought to you by WMMT, Mountain Community Radio. Find out more at makingconnectionsnews.org.